The following is a paid program on 590 VOCM.
This is The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner of Newfound Energies. The views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of this station. The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Energy Show with host Jerry Skinner and Chris Skinner, both of Newfound Energies. And special in-studio guests, we have the Regional Manager Atlantic Canada for Canadian Energy, Chad Warren. Good morning to you all.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
So first off, I have to ask you, how did you fare with the storm this past week, Jerry?
Well, we lost our power for about 5 hours, I'd say. And I was expecting to probably maybe out for an hour or two, but what I did was connected my, you know, important circuits in the house, my radio, television, computer, and important lights, and that I connected all those up to my battery bank and a solar system that I have in my workshop, and I've been using that for a number of years, so I'm familiar with how to get it up and run as quickly as I can, and it lasted me for the full 5 hours, and I'd say I had enough to keep me going for another probably the full 24 hours. But we did have a little bit of a problem in our back garden. We had two very large trees snap off, and luckily no one was injured. And I'm glad to hear that everyone in Newfoundland, there was no actual injuries recorded that I'm aware of. So all in all, it came out pretty good. But this type of a little backup system is something that anybody could actually have. And if anybody wants to consider looking at it, they can give us a shout at any time. Just call Newfound Energies at 895-6626.
So you wanted to discuss batteries. So who would actually need batteries? People who are interested in solar panels or?
Well, I guess anyone from having a car to a lawnmower to a renewable energy and just about every aspect of the living, batteries are involved in it somewhere along the way. And I think Chad would be the best one to start off that little story on batteries and how we can get information out to the public.
So welcome, Chad. And one of the big things that comes up quite often with us at Newfound Energies, we deal with customers all the time, and we always seem to be taking people by the hand and leading through the knowledge that they need to have to get involved with renewable energy. And one of the biggest misnomers of all is that you can just go anywhere and get a battery and it's going to work. And the example of that is someone will go to a big box store, a big box hardware store, and they'll pick up marine or deep cycle batteries, and they say, well, it's fine, I have these. These will work, won't they? You want to try to clarify that for us a little?
Absolutely, yeah. Batteries are batteries are battery, right? It's an old misconception. Yeah, well, I've even seen people try to use auto batteries in this application. So yeah, we could run down through, we start with some of the consumer types.
Why wouldn't they want to use a car battery?
Yeah, that's what
they're readily available and they're fairly affordable.
Because they won't last.
They won't last.
They will not last, and you'll end up having to buy way too many, and the cost of ownership over the long run will be astronomical. So with a starting battery, say a car battery or whatever, you have to have a lot of surface area. So to have a lot of surface area, you have to have a lot of plates. When you have a lot of plates, you have very thin plates. So if you cycle them, when you cycle, every time you cycle, there's a lot of heat generated, of course, from the on the charging side. And when you have that thin of plates, they end up warping, twisting, shorting out. It's not designed to cycle at all. Same with the dual purpose. That's a big one. I see, you go in the big box store and there's dual purpose. It's deep cycle and it's starting.
Oh, okay, and they're the ones that usually are marketed for people's marine applications and stuff like that, I guess.
In general, my opinion, there is no such thing as starting and deep cycle. Pick one. It has to be one or the other.
It's one or the other, hey?
It really is, yeah. I mean, what you're getting is partial starting, partial deep cycle. The best way to put it would be a glorified starting battery.
Okay.
So you shouldn't use it in any kind of deep cycle application. Like you said, now if you had a boat and you maybe a radio for an hour, you know, maybe that would be the extent of the deep cycle application that I would use there.
So for renewable energy systems, and Canadian Energy is also quite involved with renewable energy as well as batteries, we're wanting to use a true deep cycle battery as opposed to the dual purposes that you mentioned.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's specific batteries for renewable, or, you know, we can also migrate some traction, which I can get into, over into the renewable side. But like you said, you want a true deep cycle. Now, you look at the RV batteries. So they'll say deep cycle, and they are deep cycle, but there's a difference there. So I would consider a dual purpose a light-duty cycling battery. Mm-hmm. A starting battery is zero cycling. A dual purpose would be like a light cycling. Your RV batteries are a medium cycling battery. So I have one on my travel trailer. Mm-hmm. That's great. I'm not going to run my house with it or a cabin, but it's good for putting my slide outs out. Very medium duty application. If I was going to do any amount of dry camping or boondocking, they say, I would upgrade to a more true deep cycle battery. So even deep cycles aren't, there's still different levels of deep cycle, like I said, so light and medium. If you wanted in that same format, you know, like the guys go out, they'll buy the 24, the group 27s, which are the common two sizes in that. At the very least, go to a heavy cycling battery like a U.S. style, like the U.S. battery deep cycle.
Okay.
That would be the very entry level of what you might be able to use in a renewable system, very small system.
So for cottages and backup power, the things that Newfound Energy's into, we are definitely looking at using a deep cycle battery.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to have more on batteries in the next segment now with Chad, and we'll bring up many points about the different types of batteries at that time.
The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner of Newfound Energies will be right back. This is The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Energy Show with host Jerry Skinner and Chris Skinner of Newfound Energies, also special in-studio guest Chad Warren from Canadian Energy. And they're continuing their conversation on batteries, and we're not talking about the double A's that go in the back of a children's toy, are we, Jerry?
No, not quite. But we should always remember today being St. Patrick's Day that St. Patrick was one of the first people to initiate the green energy movement, and he was also influential in announcing the first green beer in Ireland, and I actually was over there and had a taste of some of that, so it was pretty good. So the green movement and the green energy certainly is a perfect day for today. It's a great way to start off the year and think green all the time. So, Chad, one of the things some people were mentioning is that, you know, we'll talk about a system and they say, oh, listen, I don't need the batteries. I got six of these cat batteries. What do we tell these people?
Sell them on a local place to sell them. Cat batteries, 8Ds is the actual size that they're talking about. And the 8D is a starting battery. I find them in boats and whatever. And while they do have some reserve capacity, their design is not deep cycle. Again, most of those batteries have between 12 and 1,400 cranking amps. And a real quick lesson on what that means. So a cranking amp is basically how much power the battery can deliver to start an application at 0 degrees, as opposed to deep cycle, which is amp hour. So a real good indicator right out of the gate is if you see a battery that has a cold cranking amp or a cranking amp rating on it, it's designed for starting application, and most of your deep cycles, true deep cycles, will have an AH, which is amp hour, which is a measure of the deep cycle capacity.
And certainly we all know how long it takes to run down a car battery. If your car didn't start within 60 seconds, probably the battery is dead.
Exactly.
And that's what the cranking amps are powerful for, a short period of time to get something going.
Yes, it puts all the power up front so that it's a quick discharge. And
so I guess originally the first kind of battery that comes to mind when we're looking at renewable energy storage batteries, and still today is probably the most likely one for price-wise and so on, is the lead-acid battery. And we have a choice of lead-acid, AGM, tubular, or gel. So how would you rate those four types of batteries? And certainly the price is higher for each kind.
Actually, if I could stay on flooded, the lead acid, because all those technologies, every one of them are lead acid. Mm-hmm. So it's just a difference. We can discuss that a little bit more. But if we stick with what you said, lead acid is flooded, means wet. It's a wet battery. The beginning of the deep cycle that we need to be looking at for renewable applications would be kind of your traction type batteries. So the traction type battery would be something you would find in something that moves, a floor scrubber, scissor lift, this type of application. That would be the entry level renewable battery, like a golf cart battery. Great example. Mm-hmm. It's flooded. So lead acid flooded battery, bang for buck, right on point. So for small, medium size applications, it's a good battery. And the flood battery, you have to maintain them. That's the key. But they're about half the price of an AGM. So in my experience, I've always liked the flooded application in renewable. If you have any kind of changes in current or whatever going in the battery, they can handle a lot better than the other technologies. But yeah, I mean, the traction type batteries is kind of where we would start.
Yeah. Well, and we know the big point about AGM batteries is they're maintenance free.
Absolutely.
So there's no water to be added, and there also fits a lot of applications where for shipping, AGM battery could ship it probably in a lead acid battery to dangerous goods required and so on and so forth.
So to summarize on the traction types of deep cycles, you have your flooded and you have your AGM, and if you're willing to commit to a little bit of a maintenance regimen, I think you could select the flooded type battery as opposed to AGM, just because it's going to cost you probably half as much as the AGM battery. So the other times that maintenance free is really important and why people will pay a lot is they might be putting them in a place where they're going to be unattended to for 6 months or 12 months and there's nobody to do maintenance, and that's where the price comes into that stuff.
You know, there's a lot of information, detailed information one could learn or get about batteries. How can people get a hold of you, Chris, if people had any questions, or you, Chad?
We can be reached at 895-6626 locally. Our toll-free number is 1-866-895-6626. And nfenergies.com is the website. Follow us on Twitter at NFEnergies or on Facebook at Newfound Energies Renewable Energy Solutions.
They'll continue their conversation about batteries coming up in the next segment. You're listening to The Energy Show on VOCM and Bigland FM.
The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner will be right back. This is The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner on the VOCM Bigland FM radio network.
Welcome once again to The Energy Show. We have hosts Chris and Jerry Skinner, both of Newfound Energies, and also special in-studio guest from Canadian Energy, Chad Warren. And something that we all know, renewable energies and batteries go hand in hand. So with that in mind, Chris?
Yeah, we're talking about batteries today. And one of the things that I can probably guess is that some of this information might go fast if you're not used to listening to it, and some of it might go over your head. You know, we're always available to talk about it ourselves, but our guest Chad today is with Canadian Energy, and they have a wonderful website, cdnrg.com. And along with that, you can find a link there to their YouTube channel where you can click on videos, and some more of their battery experts have plenty of information that you can view on your own time and at your own speed. So I'll throw it to Jerry and Chad now, and they're going to discuss tubular batteries, which is another type of deep cycle battery.
Yeah, there's one thing I should say now, and that probably to avoid confusion, before you go into a hardware store, box store, wherever you might be going and pick up batteries, don't go and buy batteries. Why not just call someone first and find out what type of batteries you should go after, rather than get something and find out after you got them that, oh, you made a mistake. So just pick up the phone and call, and we can set you straight on batteries without any issue at all. So another type of battery that's used in the renewable energy industry, and certainly cabins and every other aspect of it, is tubular batteries. So Chad, just tell us a little bit about tubular batteries.
Absolutely. And let me touch back on what you just said about calling you guys first. Before going to a big box store or hardware store, tubular fits right in this because the cost of ownership is something that we look at. And when you go to a box store and you purchase the wrong type of battery, your total cost of ownership on your system is going to go way up because you're going to have to replace the battery multiple times. Whereas if you call you guys, fit the application, find the right product, it may cost a little more up front, but your total cost of ownership is going to go down because you won't have to replace the product as much. And tubular fits into the same category. A tubular battery, so we look at every time a battery cycles, we call it a cycle. So if you discharge it and recharge it, rather that's, you only take half the battery out and then back up or full, that's still one cycle. And a tubular battery, so it's a different technology I can discuss in a second, but a tubular battery, while expensive up front, can yield 25 to 2,800 cycles at half the discharge. So what does this mean? So if there's 52 weekends in a year, and you're out there every single weekend for 2 days, you might have cycled it, what, twice? So that's 104 cycles in a year. So if you have 2,800 cycles available, how many years can you get out of this battery?
Yeah, it's going to last longer.
Oh, yes, much longer. So the money invested up front for the better technologies and the right application, the right fit, finding the right battery for the right application is key because the total cost goes way down. So, but the tubular batteries, the reason they get so much cycle life is your standard batteries that we see everywhere are what we call flat plate. So it's positive, negative, and they're just flat plates, and they're not overly exciting. It's, there's several different types of flat plate, but again, it's not very exciting, so we'll go on to the tubular. So a tubular positive plate is a series of rods, and each rod has its own little envelope where the acid and all the active material lives. It prevents premature failure.
There's different things that happen with lead acid batteries that the tubular is much more likely to be able to take colder temperatures, and it does not likely, the plates are not likely to short out, and there's the lifespan is longer, and it's just a better battery. And in a lot of cases, you got a more accurate way of finding out what level of water is in the batteries with certain models of them,
Yeah, that's right, but with the gauges on top is convenient.
Yeah. I guess another thing we should remind people of, too, is that if you do have some of these RV batteries or whatever you might have, don't mix batteries. Don't buy some good batteries and put them in the old batteries because you just can't, they can't be intermingled. Because there's going to be different amount of energy in one or the strength of one, and what will happen is they'll end up actually one will be trying to run the other one down just to keep equalized. So if you got batteries, you got to stick with one type and one type only. You can't mix them.
That's a great point. And age, like you said, once a battery gets sold, you don't want to put new batteries with it, because as that battery, the old battery starts to fail, it's going to take your new batteries down with it. And like you said, if you have, a golf cart battery, as a term we were talking about amp hours earlier, is 232 amp hours. You don't want to put that with a L16, another size battery that's 385 amp hours in the same battery bank, because now everything has to charge to 385 amp hours, and this poor 232 amp hour battery is going to take a beating trying to keep everything equal and try to keep everything the same age. Now, I'm not saying you can't add to a system later. You can within a reasonable amount of time.
Even the wiring of batteries is very important. I mean, if you got 8 or 10 batteries together, you just take, you got to use the right size wire, place them in the right direction, and have them in a way that they're gonna get the best efficiency, and make sure they're in a good insulated box with styrofoam on the bottom, front, sides, top, and all the way around. A good sealed enclosure will allow them to withstand the colder temperatures.
Yeah, now battery performs best at 0 degrees. Mm-hmm. So we don't want them too hot. We don't want them really cold. I mean, of course, we don't want them to freeze. Yeah. So.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that for now, and in the next segment, we'll hit batteries again.
The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner of Newfound Energies will return in a moment on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network. This is The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome once again to The Energy Show. We have hosts Jerry and Chris Skinner of Newfound Energies, also special in-studio guests from Canadian Energy, Chad Warren. A lot of information, Chris, about the different kinds of batteries. It's kind of hard for me to picture, well, which one is more affordable? But I guess the definition of affordability depends on what?
Well, I mean, you're hitting a nail on the head there. Affordability means a couple of things. It's how much money you got in your pocket to actually put forth for this, or it is how long is it before I have to buy another one? And we'll go back to that cost of ownership piece that Chad was talking about. So somebody's going to come to me and he says, now, which battery can I buy that I can buy as many as I need, and I have them, they're ready to go. That's a great thing to figure out, is which battery is least expensive. But you can pay less for a battery, but it may be more expensive for you in the long run. Would you say that's correct?
Absolutely. Saving money up front generally will equate to more money in the long run out of mm-hmm. your pocket.
So your flooded lead acid, say the primary type of lead acid battery, like what we're calling the golf cart there. Mm-hmm. He's good, he's affordable, but within less than 10 years, you're probably going to find yourself replacing that. Whereas you have one of these advanced tubular batteries that's probably going to last twice as long, and it's only going to be, what, about 30% more cost?
Exactly. I mean, the upfront cost is a little bit more, but you're going to get double the life and sometimes even triple the life. So, you know, and this is where we kind of go back to the box store stuff. I mean, to save the money and buy an RV battery or a dual purpose, in the long run, the consumer is going to spend much more money. Whereas if they put a little bit more up front for the more advanced technologies that are designed and geared directly for the renewable industry, mm-hmm. It'd probably be the only battery they ever buy.
Yeah, so spend $275 instead of $200, and you might get twice as long of a life out of that first battery bank you get.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Depending, I guess, on the project, whatever kind of a project you're doing, we could actually sit down and do a cost analysis, and if whatever money you're spending now, however you're getting the electricity, whether it's from a generator or whatever you might be using, we could sit down and say, okay, it's costing you $150 a month now for fuel. Well, look, if you buy the batteries, the system, and the whole works of it, here's how long it's going to take you to pay it off. And you might say, okay, well, if we use the higher quality battery, it's going to take you an extra 1 year to pay it off, but it's going to last you another 5 years longer, or 6 or 10 years longer. So we can demonstrate that in dollars and cents, rather than just saying buy this one or buy that one. Sit there and say, look, let's go right to the thing. Now it's going to cost you $8,000 to buy the system, and so on and so forth. And we can do it and put it all in paper for you, so you can sleep on it. The other thing is too that it doesn't matter how big a system is. There is a battery for it. And not necessarily a 6-volt or a 12-volt, it might be a 2-volt. So there's no limit to the size of a system that batteries can handle. And certainly then we look at the method you're having to charge in the batteries, whether it's going to be solar or wind power, and having a backup generator and so on. But all these factors have got to be taken into consideration. And when you deal with someone who knows how to put it all together for you and explain it, then you can say that the system is put together correctly. Like, it's no good of having too many panels and not enough batteries, or too many batteries and not enough panels. And the average person is not qualified to say, well, look, I bought 6 panels out to this store now, and I think I'll get 6 batteries for it. And you just got to know how to make it all compatible, having the right charge controller, the right size inverter, what kind of load you got, how often you're going to your cabin, and things like that. So no matter what way you look at it, you really need to get talk to a professional to make the right decision, and then let you make your own decision whether you want to do it or not. But if we decide on a system that we think is suitable for you, it's more sort of our responsibility. Then you can kind of blame it on us if it turns out to be a disaster. But it's not likely to happen. As long as you give us the right information, we'll give you the right information, and you'll have your cost analysis there to proceed. So, batteries do require care. The temperatures and really hot or really cold and stuff like that. So that's about the only part of the system that really requires you got to be a little bit cautious about different things. You don't want to run them into the ground, and you don't want them overcharged. So you got to know a little bit about a system if you're going to spend a lot of money on it. You want to be able to have something that you know is going to last you, and you know you can pick up the phone and call someone if you got a problem, and they're always there to take care of you.
And a good point on the undercharging and overcharging of batteries. We need to make sure we have the correct type of charge controller to handle the battery charging, and there are many different types of them. Actually, Canadian Energy is helping us out with the selection of some of those things, and usually we're using the Schneider Electric products. So a lot of the maintenance is actually taken care of by the electronics that we provide. So back to the batteries, you have, we're talking about many different types of batteries, and in that, there's actually many different makes and models and sizes, but notably, we got Canadian Energy's Canada Proof brand, and U.S. battery, and most of the premium batteries are that Canadian Energy has are provided by Discover Energy, which is a Canadian company as well.
We'll have to leave it there. We'll take a break. But first, Jerry, what's coming up in the next segment?
In the next segment, we're going to chat a little bit about a larger system. And again, there's no limit. This is not like a cabin. It's going to be much bigger. So we'll kind of get into some details on that in the next segment.
The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner of Newfound Energies will be right back. This is The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome once again to The Energy Show. We have host Jerry Skinner and Chris Skinner, both of Newfound Energies, and special in-studio guest from Canadian Energy, Chad Warren. Now, Jerry, toward the end of the last segment, you mentioned that you also deal with bigger projects, bigger than cabins with renewable energy. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, Claudette, actually, myself and Chris and Chad are going to put our heads together later today and try to decide on exactly which battery we're going to use for a particular project where it's an aquaculture job. And it's probably going to be a massive amount of batteries, but if you think about a 100-watt solar panel, it'd be 600 of them is what we're going to be using. So there's a lot of panels, and we got to figure out the inverter system through Schneider, the control system, and everything else that goes with it. One of the things about this particular system is, even though it's going to have a very high price tag, if this particular aquaculture project moves to another location or whatever way it goes, we can dismantle it and move it to another location. But it's probably a 25-year, 30-year lifespan with all these products that are going to be in it. And at the end of the day, there's no problem that it might cost us a good bit of money to shift it from one place to the other, but it's going to pay for itself in the long run. Now, they're going to be operating a number of very powerful pumps 24/7 just to pump water through the system there. And it's got a lot to do with how the fish farm works and so on and so forth, right? But now another area is outfitters. We're getting a lot more outfitters contact us this year. Well, we've always been talking to them, but they're starting to really think about it now, and they're starting to say, you know, how much are we spending for fuel? How much are we going to end up paying this way? And when we can demonstrate on paper that they're going to save, you know, basically about 80% immediately, starting right off in the beginning. And that's one of the major problems people, the outfitters got, is energy. How to get that fuel into the camp, how to keep that generator running, make sure we don't have any downtime. And when they can save that big money like that, it's going to be a plus for outfitters. And it's going to give them more time to spend on probably attracting more clients to their places, and maybe update things that they got in their place or make them more elaborate. So that extra money is going to give them lots of extra cash and more time to concentrate on marketing their projects, right? So that's another area, and we've done a lot of them already, and there's no limit to what can be done, and it doesn't matter where it's to, because we can move the inventory in there by many methods. And another thing now is that we're talking about, I guess, other areas. Chad, how are How are things going up in the other parts of, like Nova Scotia and New Brunswick with renewable energy as far as off-grid and on-grid? Compared to Newfoundland, how would you say the sales are? Well, I know the population is higher in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, and PEI is less, but what is it looking like up there overall compared to Newfoundland?
Oh, we're very, very busy. Very busy. And 75% of that is on the net metering side, the grid tie side. There's a lot of companies that are very busy, but they're coming to us for advice on some of the off-grid applications and that. But no, it's night and day between the Maritimes and our home province here.
Yeah. So we can now offer financing to our outfitters or any kind of commercial projects through a financing plan that Canadian Energy has in place. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Chad?
Yes, absolutely. It is available to residential as well, but where we really see the big benefits and where we've seen it utilized the most is on the commercial side. It's a rent-to-own program, and it's worded that way for a reason. It would affect the commercial business the same way as a lease. It would be an expense that they could write off instead of hitting the liabilities and being part of the debt ratio analysis. So by using a rent-to-own type program on the commercial side, there may be some tax benefits to going that way as well.
So would we say it's kind of a lease then? A lease to own or rent to own?
Legally, it's a rent to own.
Yeah. The regulations to get approved for that may not be as stringent as a bank might want to put you through. And obviously, outfitters are places that they can demonstrate how much money they're going to save. If you want to show a financial statement to your bank and say, okay, look, I'm going to reduce my cost of operating by 80%, and by doing this, so they're not putting any strain on their budget, they're not buying something that's going to cost them more money. They're going to save money, and the banks are going to, or the, you know, leasing is going to look at it the same way.
Now, when I was just reviewing that program myself, did I notice that there is a way to use the program where you can have payments just on a portion of the year, where, you know, you have business owners that are seasonal, so they only really have revenue and cash flow at certain months of the year? Is that something that they can do?
Absolutely. There's a seasonal option for, like, your outfitters, where they pay during their peak time, and they don't have to worry about payments during the off season.
So that should be very, very attractive to seasonal operators.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's certainly something that we'd like to have anyone that's interested in check with us, and we sit down and review those options and how that works and what the payments would be based on the total cost of the project.
So we're really happy to have Canadian Energy here with us today. Chad's the regional manager for Atlantic Canada, and they've only had a presence in the province here for about the last 3 or 4 years, I'd say. And Canadian Energy, amazing company, groundbreaking company. After the break, Chad's going to tell us a little bit about an award-winning project that Canadian Energy is working on, as well as some of their other advanced technology products.
When we return, we'll be into our final segment on The Energy Show with hosts Jerry Skinner and Chris Skinner of Newfound Energies, and special in-studio guest Chad Warren of Canadian Energy on the VOCM Bigland FM radio network.
The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner will be right back. This is The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner on the VOCM Bigland FM radio network.
We are into the final segment of The Energy Show with hosts Jerry Skinner and Chris Skinner of Newfound Energies, and special in-studio guest from Canadian Energy, Chad Warren. Jerry?
Congratulations to the Brad Guju becoming the Team Canada group. And we have another Canadian team. The Canadian Energy team have recently been award winners as well. Can you tell us about that, Chad?
Absolutely, Jerry. We are proud to partner up with a company called Solar Ship out of Brantford, Ontario. They build hybrid air trucking, basically blimps. So these blimps the payloads can be upwards of 30,000 kilograms. We used our Cub. The Cub is a containerized universal battery. So we take cargo containers, and we put the inverters, the charge controllers, everything in there, the batteries, everything.
The whole power system, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing, it's environmentally controlled, has fire suppression, everything else, and we can drop that into a site. So with them in partnership, we developed the first off-grid hangar And that's in Brantford, Ontario. And there's multiple ones globally that are being done now. But that was the award. We won the Game Changer Award for that project through CANSEA, which is the Canadian Solar Industries Association.
Yeah.
So we're recognized for that one.
And, you know, recently another project has come up. A group from the Netherlands now who's manufacturing fiberglass ferries. And they're also making these, so they're electric. And we've been contacted by them through a company that we're associated with out in Alberta. And there's a chance they're going to be putting these ferries over here in Newfoundland to get them outfitted with solar. So they'll be able to operate these electric ferries. And it's amazing. I've looked at them. You know, they're anywhere from like 70 passenger up to 500 passenger. And there's a lot of applications where these could be used around the coast of Newfoundland for tourism and many other things. You know, the speed of them and what they got to offer is amazing. But the idea of the solar, they were using biomass and different sorts of biomass actually run generators to charge the batteries when required. But now that we've discussed about the solar, they're seriously thinking about doing that because the biomass may not be available for use in Newfoundland. It certainly could be. So those people are going to be coming over here shortly, and they're considering to use the Argentia port, which is completely vacant right now, and there's big buildings out there and lots of space on the dock. So that's an opportunity that we might have to bring a bunch of employment here. And those ferries would not necessarily have to be all used in Newfoundland. They could be sold anywhere in North America. Besides that, now, some more feedback that we had two more clients from the UK contacted us because of the story from Scotland last week. And these are two farmers who are almost right on the borderline of Scotland and England. So those two farmers are going to be looking at proceeding with the projects. We're looking at doing a 255 kilowatt turbine, two of them for each one of those farms. We already done up the price. I gave them a budget price, but they're seriously thinking about moving ahead with that probably in the middle of the summer this year. So getting that little bit of a touch of Scotland there the other day is starting to catch on, you know. But it seems like a lot of the big projects over there, the wind turbines are much bigger. But when you're looking at a small size like the 225, it's too big for the real small projects, and it's too small for the real big projects. But it happens to be an area where we might be able to get some business out of it. And we're looking forward to getting over there, and it certainly is a great place and great people to deal with over there.
And Jerry, of course, here at home, you're also offering the people of our province special financing on projects.
I'd just like to remind our potential clients here on the island and Labrador, of course, that we're still offering to pay the first 6 months on projects that are being financed. And if those projects are larger systems like off-grid cabins and off-grid homes and whatever is going to be, we'll definitely take care of the first 6 months of the financing. And I'd like to say thank you to Chad from Canadian Energy for making it in here today and having a chat with us. And I'm sure we're going to have another time in the future. We're going to have more news to pass on from Canadian Energy and ourselves and how we're working together, Chad.
Thanks, Jerry, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And I'd also like to thank Chad, and Canadian Energy is a great associate with us, and definitely helping us to progress with our business here in Newfoundland and Labrador. So if you had any more information or questions about batteries and you wanted to fire it off to someone other than us, you can look at the Canadian Energy website, cdnrg.com. You can link from there to their YouTube channel. And also a very nice thing on their website is their projects page. When you go under applications, they actually have renewable energy projects posted there with pictures and representing different installers from all across the country, and you can see some of our installations there. You can see installations that are done in other parts of the country.
Chris, that website is a wealth of information, and we thank Chad Warren of Canadian Energy of being part of our show again this week. Always a pleasure. Chris, if anybody has any questions for Newfound Energies about today's show, how can they reach you?
To reach us at Newfound Energies, we can be reached at 895-6626 locally. Out of the Avalon area, we can be reached toll-free, 1-866-895-6626. Website is nfenergies.com. Our Twitter handle is at nfenergies. You can find us on Facebook with Newfound Energies, Renewable Energy Solutions. And you can also email us at energyshow@nfenergies.com.
If you have a question or comment about renewable energies, contact The Energy Show by email at onair@vocm.com. This has been The Energy Show with Jerry Skinner on the VOCM Bigland FM radio network.
The proceeding was a paid program on 590 VOCM.